Blimey. Stepped outside at Charter Hall. Into lightness. It's light outside. How the chuffers did that happen? Thursday? Is it Friday? Is it Saturday? Friday morning. A new dawn is upon us, is it not, Colchester? Well, yeah, it seems that it is. So I've been at Charter Hall for the general election count since around 8:30, 8:45 yesterday. It's been very interesting and a genuine surprise. Let's take that first. And so congratulations to Will Quince, who, if you're waking up this morning in Colchester, is your new MP. Conservative Will Quince is the new MP for Colchester. He beat Sir Bob Russell with a pretty thumping majority of 5,575, which really was not at all expected. Speaking with some of the Lib Dems during the week, and they were going to be optimistic if they had a 3,000 majority. So for Will to completely shift that and having a 5,575 majority, wow, what a turnaround. And so the evening itself, it was very slow-paced. It ran smoothly. Adrian Pritchard ran a tight ship. We're not quite sure why it took so long. The vote was expected at around 4 a.m. and in the end it was around 5:45 when it was finally announced, swiftly followed by, no surprises, Bernard Jenkin being returned once again as the Conservative MP for Harwich and North Essex. And so what now? Well, we were just speaking to Will, and he had an envelope in his hand, which was basically the keys to his locker at Westminster. And we were going to swipe it, turn up there with our black shirt on and our black and red flag and say, "All right, comrades, my name's Will, let us in." But it didn't quite work out that way. Will was quite astute. So I think Will's going to party with Darius and the boys. Not too hard. Everyone is back here at four this afternoon for the local elections. Now, that is going to be interesting, very interesting. Let's remind ourselves again, currently CBC, 23 Tories, 24 Lib Dems, 9 Labour, 4 Independents. Now, if that voting replicates what we have seen today, and you assume or presume that if you're voting for Will as a Tory, then you might also vote in the local elections in a similar way, that could make the Borough Council very, very interesting. And I think personally, politically, a lot more significant, because it does mean a whole sea change in the way the Borough Council is run. Right, we need to go get some sleep, get some food. Whew!